This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we are pleased to welcome in Jim Boylan, the Bulls head coach. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Morning, Coach.
Hi, Mike and Dave. How are you?
We're doing great, and it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on getting the job. Is it more difficult than maybe it looked from sitting next to the guy?
It's a difficult job, but it's, you know what it is? I think there's like a natural high from being the head coach. I think that's something that there's just a feeling of, you know, it's your team and you're in control and you're trying to do the best you can, and you get a lot of energy from that. And I'm really thankful to be the head coach of the Bulls, and I enjoy it. So,
you know, Jim, I think people who have watched you coach wonder if you can keep that up every game over the course of an 82-game season, just the, you know, the intensity. And I think that's what you ask of your players, and that's what you see from your style. How difficult has that been, maybe, to maintain that on a game-to-game basis? And how would you describe the way things have gone since you took over?
Well, the energy part, you know, I always talk about competitive people. And I think as the leader of the group, you know, your competitiveness has to be at a high level all the time. I have tried to sit down a little bit more, maybe the last 3 weeks, and just gather my thoughts, compose myself a little bit, and maybe watch the game exactly what's going on instead of maybe react to the game. So I'm learning and growing that way too. As far as how we've done, we've had some wonderful moments and some moments when I feel like we've played really good Chicago Bulls basketball, and we've had some moments when I've been frustrated with our play, our toughness, our physicality, and our ability to make plays. So, but that's part of it. It's part of the deal. It's where we're going. What I talk to our team about is, you know, we got to try to play 48 minutes of good basketball. And, you know, right now we got to try to get to 40 or 38 or 36. And there's nights when we've played 25. So that's what I hope to, and to get to, is where we play more consistently throughout the game and play more of the 48. And it comes down to basics for us guys, and that's the thing we're coaching, is can we limit our turnovers, can we get back in transition, and, you know, can we rebound the ball? And we call them our inches. You know, we got to battle for our inches, and we haven't done that consistently, and that's frustrating for me and frustrating for our guys. And that's just where we're at. We got to keep fighting.
Jim, we get a lot of callers and texters that say that frustration that you sometimes show, that intensity that you always show, that your coaching style might not be in harmony with the modern NBA player. How do you handle that sort of criticism?
Well, I'm going to be who I am, and I go back to the competitive part. I think I'm trying to get our guys to understand the competitive piece. You know, we got Bulls across our chest, and I want them to be more intense and, you know, more committed and more physical and more communicative and take more ownership. So I've got guys on this team, I think, that thrive off that style. I've got guys on this team that aren't used to that style. But what I have had is guys take ownership of their play. When they played poorly and they've let the team down, they've admitted it, and they're trying to get better and move on. And I think that's what a good NBA player does, right? He responds to a bad performance. If he has a good performance, hopefully consistency-wise, he can make the next night as good or better. And those are the things that we talk about. I've been able to coach a lot of great players, and I've been around a lot of great coaches. And the guys I've worked for are intense. The difference is they're in the Hall of Fame or they've won, 400 games. I haven't done that. And it doesn't mean that my style's wrong. It just means I don't have maybe the street cred that those guys have. But my players have been receptive, and I think it is new for them, but it's who I'm going to be. And the way that our ownership and management want the team coached is the way I'm coaching it. And it fits my style and it fits who I am.
Jim, I think I've heard you describe your offense and refer to it as we are crawling, and when we can run, we'll run. And that offensive approach, it seems very old school. It seems very much more of an NBA 1990s approach or version. And is that because of the talent you have or a scheme that you trust? And do you see, will you have to eventually adapt because of the way the game has gone?
Well, I think we are adapting. Our pace has moved up. We had 33-point attempts the other night, which I thought was a pretty good number for us. I don't think we're at the stage where we could shoot 45, but I also don't want to shoot 15. So I think we are starting to – maybe we're out of the crawl mode and we're into the walk-slash-jog mode. I don't really talk about that with the team, Mike and Dave. I don't say, hey, we're doing this as far as crawling or we're – I talk about if we get stops, let's push the ball. If we can get stops and get those long rebounds, let's push it down the floor and make good decisions. Where we've struggled is decisions. When to shoot, when to pass, moving the ball, not playing in a crowd, catch and hold. Those are the things that are frustrating for me. I don't want a catch and hold team. I don't want an ISO type team. There's a time and place for that. I'd like to ISO from the post more, with our back to the basket, make people guard us, get the ball to the paint. So if those are old school things, well, then they are. But I just want us to play good, solid basketball. I think we had 24 assists on 34 baskets the other night, something like that. That's the kind of thing I want us to do and look like for our fans and for our team.
He's Jim Boylan, the Bulls coach, listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. And Jim, along the lines of what you're saying here, can you help us understand what has Jabari Parker done to earn your trust and therefore more minutes of late?
Well, he's practiced better. I think that's the thing. Practice is important to me. The great players I've been around and the great teams, they practice hard. They compete in practice. And, we're trying to, as a staff, raise the level of our practices. Practice matters. We have a young team. We don't have a team of all-stars. We don't have a team of guys that have accomplished a whole bunch in the league. And we need to work and practice, and I value that. So, again, that's establishing something with this group that is important to me and a priority to me. So I give Jabari credit. He has practiced better. He has practiced harder. And I'm happy for him.
Jim, about a week or so ago, the news came out that the Bulls were, basically extending your contract or gave you a contract that was guaranteed through next season. And it was interpreted by many as a vote of confidence from the front office. What was the proper way to maybe interpret that? And is that the way that you are operating, the fact that you have the full support of your bosses?
Well, I do. I think we have great communication between, from Jerry to Michael to John to Gar. We communicate every day. They understand what I think is important, and a lot of times in most of this, it's mimicked what they feel is important, and that's been great. It's been a good blend of communication, ideas, work together, how we want to play, what we need to do, how we want to practice. So I think it was a statement more of a building relationship than the years or the money or all the other kind of stuff. We're on the same page of what we're trying to do, and I think the communication part has been unbelievable for me. It's nice to be able to pick up the phone and your owner talks to you about what he's happy about, what he's not happy about, or you pick up the phone and you call your vice president and say, hey, this is what I'm happy about, what I'm not happy about, and you can talk it out. And it's powerful. And I'm thankful for that.
You know, you came out firing, Jim. When you got this job, you came out firing, and that was received differently by different players because everybody has a different personality. But you talked about being in shape, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You ended up coming up with the player committee, and we haven't heard a lot of any pushback from that point on. How is that process working, and do you have any regrets about the way you started your tenure?
I don't have any regrets. I have not been combative. I have not been disrespectful to anybody. I've challenged our guys to be in better shape, to practice harder, to own the Bulls and their legacy more. Those are all positive things. And if a player's in better shape, I'm assuming he will play better. Mm-hmm. He will be more competitive. If a player's more committed to the name across his chest, I'm assuming he will play for his teammates and he will care about the Bulls and where we're going and what we're doing. That's what I believe in, so why would I not be who I am in front of them? Because if I try to be somebody else, it won't work. I got to be me, and I got to do the things that I believe in, and I was not going to come in like a lamb and try to affect change with a young team. That was not the formula to do this. And our guys have been committed. You've seen over the last 3 weeks, we've had players take more ownership of their play. In a poor performance, they acknowledge it. Hey, I got to do better. I got to move on. Not the deflecting, not the, hey, well, it's this, it's that. You know, it's the system, or it's this. Hey, I have to do better for the Bulls. Those are the things that I want. I want us to take ownership of what we're doing and admit it and move on and grow. And I think you've seen some of that, and I'm thankful for it.
These guys know you, Jim. They know they've been around you, so maybe they'd be more likely to make that adjustment or adapt to your style. This is a big offseason for the Bulls. There will be free agents that come in and visit and entertain the idea of playing for the Bulls in the front of the jersey. And when you sit down with them, do you have to evolve to relate better to today's player, the people who don't know you, or is part of the appeal, this is who I am, take it or leave it?
Well, I mean, if we are looking at free agents that don't want to work for or play for a competitive coach with great experience that is going to push them, then I don't know. Are we maybe targeting the wrong guys? I mean, we want guys that are going to come in and honor what the Bulls' legacy is. You know, tough defense, competitive people, and play the right way. So I have not had any issues with any players. What I've tried to do is push this team to a place that can't take themselves. That's what I've tried to do. And we're doing that as we speak. And if a free agent wants to be part of that, great. I've coached a lot of good players. I've been a part of a lot of great staffs. And my relationship with great players has always been very positive. Had a great relationship with Jimmy Butler. And, you know, when he was here and right on down the line, Wade, and had a great relationship with him. So I don't think that's an issue. I don't feel in my heart that that's an issue for us. What we have to do is target the guys that want to be here, that want to be a Bull, that care about the Bulls, and care about our city and the kind of basketball we want to play.
Jim, you start the year 2019 out with a bunch of losses, and then you beat Cleveland, and the next morning we come in, and instead of talking about the positives, it starts out with callers and texters saying, oh, no, you know, they're going to lose Zion Williams. You know, people are looking at draft picks. What is the mission of this year for you?
Our mission is to establish a culture of togetherness, competitiveness, and that we need to play for each other more than just for ourselves. Play for each other, not just with each other, but play for each other. And if you've been in competitive sports and you understand what that means, there's a selflessness in that. Those are the things we're talking about. And then we're going to evolve our offensive system, and we're going to refine our defensive system. At times, our defense has been very, very good, and at times it's been porous. So we have to be more consistent there. But you know, it's an exciting time. Obviously, it's a difficult time, but you know, we're just going to try to build it right and figure out who our cornerstone players are and who can hold this franchise up, and then add the pieces we need to add. And that's where we're at.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough. Coach Boylan, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
That's Jim Boylan looking for a 2 in a row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.